Look at the following two sayings, and then see if the story of Michael Stone bears out the points they make. The greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it. By Molière. When it is dark enough, you can see the stars. By Charles A. Beard. True Height. By David Nastor.
His palms were sweating. He needed a towel to dry his grip. The sun was as hot as the competition he faced today at the National Junior Olympics. The pole was set at 17 feet. That was 3 inches higher than his personal best. Michael Stone confronted the most challenging day of his pole vaulting career. The stands were still filled with about 20,000 people, even though the final race had ended an hour earlier. The pole vault is truly the highlight of any track and field competition. It combines the grace of a gymnast with the strength of a bodybuilder. It also has the element of flying. And the thought of flying as high as a two-story building is a mere fantasy to anyone watching such an event. As long as Michael could remember, he had always dreamed of flying. Michael's mother read him numerous stories about flying when he was growing up. Her stories were always ones that described the land from a bird's-eye view. Her excitement and passion for details made Michael's dreams full of color and beauty. Michael had this one recurring dream. He would be running down a country road. As he raced between golden wheat fields, he would always outrun the locomotives passing by. It was at the exact moment he took a deep breath that he began to lift off the ground. He would begin soaring like an eagle. Where he flew would always coincide with his mother's stories. Wherever he flew was with a keen eye for detail and a free spirit of his mother's love. His dad, on the other hand, was not a dreamer. Bert Stone was a hardcore realist. He believed in hard work and sweat. His motto, if you want something, work for it. From the age of 14, Michael did just that. He began a very careful training program. He worked out every other day with weightlifting, with some kind of running work on alternate days. The program was carefully monitored by Michael's coach, trainer, and father. Michael's dedication, determination, and discipline was a coach's dream. Besides being an honor student and only child, Michael Stone continued to help his parents with their farm chores. Mildred Stone, Michael's mother, wished he would relax a bit more and be that free-dreaming little boy. On one occasion, she attempted to talk to him and his father about this, but his dad quickly interrupted, smiled, and said, "You want something? Work for it." All of Michael's vaults today seem to be the reward of his hard work. If Michael Stone was surprised, excited, or vain about clearing the bar at 17 feet, you couldn't tell. As soon as he landed on the inflated landing mat and with the crowds on its feet, Michael immediately began preparing for his next attempt at flight. He seemed unaware of the fact that he had just beaten his personal best by 3 inches and that he was one of the final two competitors in the pole vaulting event at the National Junior Olympics. When Michael cleared the bar at 17 feet 2 inches and 17 feet 4 inches, again, he showed no emotion. As he lay on his back and heard the crowd groan, he knew the other vaulter had missed his final jump. He knew it was time for his final jump. Since the other vaulter had fewer misses, Michael needed to clear this vault to win. A miss would get him second place. Nothing to be ashamed of, but Michael would not allow himself the thought of not winning first place. he rolled over and did his routine of 3 fingertip push-ups. He found his pole, stood, and stepped on the runway that led to the most challenging event of his 17-year-old life. The runway felt different this time. It startled him for a brief moment. Then it all hit him like a wet bale of hay. The bar was set at 9 inches higher than his personal best. That's only 1 inch off the national record, he thought. The intensity of the moment filled his mind with anxiety. He began shaking the tension. It wasn't working. He became more tense. Why was this happening to him now, he thought. He began to get nervous. Afraid would be a more accurate description. What was he going to do? He had never experienced these feelings. Then, out of nowhere, and from the deepest depths of his soul, he pictured his mother. Why now? What was his mother doing in his thoughts at a time like this? It was simple. His mother always used to tell him, when you felt tense, anxious, or even scared, take deep breaths. So he did. Along with shaking the tension from his legs, he gently laid his pole at his feet. He began to stretch out his arms and upper body. The light breeze that was once there was now gone. He carefully picked up his pole. He felt his heart pounding. He was sure the crowd did too. The silence was deafening. When he heard the singing of some distant birds in flight, he knew it was his time to fly. As he began sprinting down the runway, something felt wonderfully different, yet familiar. The surface below him felt like the country road he used to dream about. Visions of the golden wheat fields seemed to fill his thoughts. When he took a deep breath, it happened. He began to fly. His takeoff was effortless. Michael Stone was now flying. Just like in his childhood dreams, only this time he knew he wasn't dreaming. This was real. Everything seemed to be moving in slow motion. The air around him was the purest and freshest he had ever sensed. Michael was soaring like an eagle. It was either the eruption of the people in the stands or the thump of his landing that brought Michael back to earth. On his back, with that wonderful hot sun on his face, he knew he could only see in his mind's eye the smile on his mother's face. He knew his dad was probably smiling too, even laughing. What he didn't know was that his dad was hugging his wife and crying. That's right. Bert, if you want it, work for it. Stone was crying like a baby in his wife's arms. He was crying harder than Mildred had ever seen before. She also knew he was crying the greatest tears of all. Tears of pride. Michael was immediately surrounded by people, hugging and congratulating him on the greatest accomplishment of his life. He later went on that day to clear 17 feet, 6.5 inches, a national and international Junior Olympics record. With all the media attention and sponsorship possibilities, Michael's life would never be the same again. It wasn't just because he won the National Junior Olympics and set a new world record. And it wasn't because he had just increased his personal best by 9.5 inches. It was simply because Michael Stone is blind.
Language Sense Enhancement. Read aloud the following poem written by the American deaf-blind writer and educationalist Helen Keller. Born in 1880 and died in 1968.
Facing Fate by Helen Keller. Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. To keep our faces toward change and behave like free spirits in the presence of fate is strength undefeatable.
3. Read the following quotations. Learn them by heart if you can. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary.
Although the world is full of suffering, it is full also of the overcoming of it. By Helen Keller.
No pain, no palm, no thorns, no throne, no gall, no glory, no cross, no crown. By William Penn.
All rising to great place is by a winding stair. By Francis Bacon.
If we face our tasks with the resolution to solve them, who shall say that anything is impossible? By Wilfred Grenfell.
4. Read the following humorous story for fun. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary.
A missionary unexpectedly met a lion in the jungle. Not seeing any way to escape, he fell to his knees in prayer. He was comforted by seeing the lion kneeling next to him. Dear brother, how delightful to join you in prayer when only a moment ago I feared for my life, the missionary said. Don't interrupt, said the lion. I'm just saying grace.